What's up, family? I wanted to drop this episode. Today is March the 21st, 2024. This is episode number 314 on Renell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Renell's Real Talk Media Network. Well, brothers and sisters, today I want to talk a little bit about unity and organization, the lack of in the Black community. Unity, organization, the lack of in Black America. I was looking at a clip from Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast, YouTube on, the YouTube platform. And he had Godfrey, the comedian, on there. And Godfrey was making a reference towards a friend of his went over to China. Now, his friend was apparently, he was a big time gangster type of guy. And he went over to China to visit the Chinese mafia. And the Chinese, one of the guys, had asked him, because he's a guy who's never really afraid, one of them guys that's not scared of nothing. But the guy had told Godfrey that he went over there and how organized the Chinese are. And they had asked the guy that, you know, Black people, we create the culture and we set trends, but there's one thing that we don't have is organization or unity. And, you know, everybody usually asks that question when it comes to Black folks. We set trends. We pretty much start and create a lot of things, but yet we have no ownership of these things and we have no unity and organization amongst ourselves. And that's a big problem, because when you look at it, when you have no unity and organization amongst yourself, you're just open season to anybody coming in and buying you off or paying you off or whatever the situation may be. If it's got something to do with money, brothers and sisters will sell each other out. Case in point, look at how we treat each other. Look how the Black women treat the Black man. And in some cases, look how the Black man treats the Black woman. These days, it seems like it's more of the Black woman downing the Black man more so than the Black man downing the Black woman. The unity is something that Malcolm X fought for, Elijah Muhammad fought for, even the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has fought for, amongst other great Black people over the last half century or longer. But the thing about it, we are still in denial of self-love when it comes to our own Black skin. See, anytime people can sell you on a bunch of bleaching creams and sell you on a bunch of, you know, different type of makeups or whatever, you forget who you are. Things to straighten out your hair, chemicals to put in your hair, to poison your scalp. And you buy these things because you're trying to transform yourself into something that you're not, instead of embracing the fact that you are Black. A lot of us, we don't really love ourselves. So when we don't love ourselves, we will try and do anything to create another person. In reality, it's still something that you, it don't matter if you change your looks, your size, you're still going to be Black, even if you change your color. May he rest in peace. Michael Jackson knew he was Black. Then again, he tried to get away from being Black. And okay, he did have a little bit of, he had a vitiligo. That's what they say. So that's what we roll with. Because I don't know. I'm not his doctor. I wasn't the one who examined him. But anyway, the trimming of the nose our sisters like to do. Well, Michael was doing trimming his nose. Then a lot of sisters like to trim. Well, they try to trim their weight. But in trimming their weight, having these BBLs and sucking fat from one part of your body to another part, you're technically you're killing yourself without even knowing it. But these are things that are just really crazy in the black community. I mean, you could say other people do it, but I don't care about what other people do. I care about what we do. You know, we need to learn to find some type of common ground amongst ourselves as black people. You see, Brother Godfrey was also talking about how comedians stick together in other groups. But black comedians, we come at each other, but not all. But, you know, you have the ones that get more publicized with these black comedians going at one another. You don't hardly ever see white comedians going at one another like black comedians go at one another. They're more unified, these other groups, than we are. We too busy trying to down one another so maybe our popularity will go up and we can get more likes and views and maybe more people will attend our show so we can get paid more money. Money is the root, not of all evil, but money is a root for a lot of the troubles that we have in the black community. Because we will sell each other out just to get a quote unquote a bag in order to make ourselves look good. Money ain't always the answer when it comes to self-love. Money can't bring you self-love. Money can't bring you unity. Money can't bring you organization. When you are separated and scattered all over the place like we are, none of those things are going to bring us together. If anything, it's more to separate, to keep me from going back into the barrel. Because that's how we think. We don't try to help one another as the way we should. We're too busy putting each other down. And that goes for men and women. And that don't do nothing but create more of a distance when it comes to other generations. They come up with the same old negative nonsense. A lot of unhappiness, no love for yourself. And we just go on and on and on. And we always try to put things on the white man. Can't put everything on a white man. Because there's some things you could do yourself, but you choose not to do as black people because you're too busy trying to quote unquote put others down to make yourself look good. See, I said self. Singular. See, we're supposed to be bringing each other up. But we don't. We're too busy putting each other down to make ourselves look good. One day, we will wake up. When? Don't know. But chances are, it won't be for quite some time. Generations, it took us a while to get to this bullshit ass place, and it's going to take us a lot longer to get out of this bullshit ass place. If I live to be 100 years old, we'll still be in this bullshit ass place. Hopefully we'll be coming out of it, but you know, unless we learn to get some organization and some unity, we ain't going nowhere. That's why people are easily can get over on black folks, because there's no unity. Somebody can say something about black folks and they're quick to believe. Not quick to defend, but quick to believe. Never speak up. And that's the sad thing when it comes to black people. Lack of organization and lack of unity. Lack of unity and lack of organization. That's what happens in the black community. But yet, we flash money like we got it going on, and we give out our money to every community except our own. or rarely give it to our own black brothers and sisters. And that's why we don't have the certain or the four essentials in a black neighborhood: a bank so you can go and get money, a hospital where you can go and get some proper care, a grocery store where you can go and get some food that's proper and nourishing, and a school where you can actually be taught an education that they don't give you in these unified districts, especially when it comes to black people and our education, because we have a very, very beautiful history that they will never teach in these so-called institutions of so-called lower level learning. But I just wanted to drop that little tidbit for you, brothers and sisters. Until next week, or until I speak again, peace out. Enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend. And see you when I see you. Peace.